ეთერში რადიო თავისუფლების ახალი ამბები. უკრაინის პრეზიდენტის მოვალეობის შემსრულებელი აცხადებს, რომ ქვეყნის სამხედრო ძალები სრულ მზადყოფნაშია მოყვანილი. საერთაშორისო სავალუტო ფონდის შეფასებით რუსეთის ეკონომიკა რეცესიაშია. საქართველოს პარლამენტმა ოთხ შაბათს აღარ განიხილა ანტიდისკრიმინაციული კანონპროექტი. ეს და სხვა ამბები უფრო დაწვრილებით. უკრაინის პრეზიდენტის მოვალეობის შემსრულებელმა 30 აპრილს განაცხადა, რომ ქვეყნის არმია სრულ სამხედრო მზადყოფნაში იმყოფება. ალექსანდრ ტურჩინოვის განცხადების ფონია პრორუსულად განწყობილი სეპარატისტების მიერ ადმინისტრაციული შენობების დაკავება აღმოსავლეთის კიდევ ერთ ქალაქში. კიევში მინისტრთა კაბინეტის სხდომაზე ტურჩინოვმა თქვა, რუსეთის მხრიდან უკრაინის წინააღმდეგ ომის დაწყების საფრთხე რეალურიაო.
Კიდევ ერთხელ უბრუნდები რუსეთის მხრიდან უკრაინის წინააღმდეგ სახმელეთო ომის დაწყების რეალურ საფრთხეს. ჩვენი შეიარაღებული ძალები სრულ საბრძოლო მზადყოფნაშია.
განაცხადა ტურჩინოვა. პრორუსულად განწყობილი სეპარატისტები დონეცკის რეგიონში მდებარე ქალაქ გორლივკაში შეიჭრნენ სამთავრობო შენობაში და პოლიციის შტაბ-ბინაში. პრორუსულად განწყობილ სეპარატისტებს მთავრობის შენობები უკრაინის აღმოსავლეთში მდებარე 12 ოდე ქალაქში აქვთ დაკავებული. ქვეყნის აღმოსავლეთის პრორუსულად განწყობილი ლიდერები გამოდიან მოთხოვნით რეფერენდუმის გამართვის თაობაზე, რომელმაც მათ რეგიონს მეტი ავტონომია უნდა მიანიჭოს. საერთაშორისო სავალუტო ფონდის შეფასებით რუსეთის ეკონომიკა რეცესიაშია, ვინაიდან უკრაინის კრიზისის გამო კაპიტალის მასშტაბურ გადინებას განიცდის. ეს შეფასება მოსკოვში ჟურნალისტებთან საუბარში გამოთქვა ეკონომისტმა ანტონიო სპილინბერგომ, რომელიც სავალუტო ფონდის წარმომადგენლობას ხელმძღვანელობს რუსეთში. მისი თქმით, ფონდმა შეცვალა თავისი პროგნოზი, რომლითაც 2014 წელს რუსეთის ეკონომიკას 1.3% უწინასწარმეტყველებდა ზრდას და ეს მაჩვენებელი 0.2%-ამდე დაიყვანა. ფონდის ვარაუდით მიმდინარე წელს ქვეყნიდან 100 მილიარდი დოლარი გაედინება. სპილინბერგოს შეფასებით საერთაშორისო სანქციები, რომლებიც რუსეთს დაუწესდა უკრაინის კრიზისის და რუსეთის მიერ ყირიმის ანექსირების გამო, უკვე აისახა უარყოფითად რუსეთის ეკონომიკაზე და საინვესტიციო პროცესებზე. მისი თქმით, თუ რეცესიას ისე განსაზღვრავთ, როგორც ზრდის უარყოფით მაჩვენებელს ორი კვარტლის განმავლობაში ერთმანეთის მიყოლებით, მაშინ რუსეთი უკვე განიცდის რეცესიას. ერაყის მოქალაქეების მიერ საპარლამენტო არჩევნებში მონაწილეობის დაწყებიდან მალევე ქვეყნის ჩრდილოეთში საარჩევნო უბანთან ახლოს აფეთქება მოხდა, რასაც ორი ქალი ემსხვერპლა. ორი ჭურვი დაეცა ბაღდადიდან დასავლეთით მდებარე უბანზე. მსხვერპლით დასრულდა აფეთქება ქირქუქთან ახლოს მდებარე ქალაქშიც. ქვეყნის ჩრდილოეთში კიდევ ერთი საარჩევნო უბანი ექსტრემისტებმა ხელში ჩაიგდეს. მათ საარჩევნო კომისიის წევრები და ამომრჩევლების შენობიდან გაიყვანეს და ამის შემდეგ შენობა ააფეთქეს. ძალადობის შემთხვევები უსაფრთხოების გაძლიერებული ზომების მიუხედავად ხდება. 328 ადგილიან პარლამენტში მოსახვედრად 277 პოლიტიკური ბლოკი იბრძვის.
რადიო თავისუფლების ახალი ამბები, ცნობები საქართველოსა და უცხოეთზე, პირდაპირ ეთერში.
საქართველოს პარლამენტმა დისკრიმინაციის ყველა ფორმის აღმოფხვრის შესახებ კანონპროექტი დღეს აღარ განიხილა. უმრავლესობის წევრები განმარტავენ, რომ პროექტი პლენარულ სხდომაზე გასატანად მზად არ არის და მასზე მუშაობა ხვალანზე განახლდება. ცოტათი ხნით ადრე გავრცელდა ინფორმაცია, რომ კანონპროექტში მეორე მოსმენისთვის ცვლილება შევიდა. კერძოდ, კანონში აღარ იქნება ჩამონათვალი კონკრეტული სფეროებისა, რომლებზეც სპეციალური დათქმა უნდა გავრცელებულიყო. აზერბაიჯანში ცნობილი უფლებადამცველი ლეილა იუნუსი დაკითხვის შემდეგ გაათავისუფლეს. პოლიციამ გაჩხრიკა ბაქოში მდებარე იუნუსის ორგანიზაციის მშვიდობისა და დემოკრატიის ინსტიტუტის ოფისი. გენერალური პროკურატურის ინფორმაციით, იუნუსი და მისი მეუღლე არიფ იუნუსი 28 აპრილს ბაქოს აეროპორტში დააკავეს, რადგან ისინი ქვეყნის დატოვებას ცდილობდნენ მას შემდეგ, რაც სისხლის სამართლის საქმეზე მოწმის სახით დაიბარეს პოლიციაში. იუნუსის თქმით, გამომძიებლებმა მას კითხვები დაუსვეს ჟურნალისტ რაუფ მირკადიროვთან კავშირის შესახებ. მირკადიროვი ამჟამად წინასწარი დაკავების საპატიმროში იმყოფება სომხეთის სასარგებლოდ ჯაშუშობის ბრალდებით. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება, ამით ვასრულებთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვებას. ახალ ამბებს უფრო ცოტა ჩვენს ვებსაიტზე გაეცნობით radiotavisupleba.ge. ჩვენი მაუწყებლობა კი გრძელდება.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome again to Border Crossings, your program for the biggest names in popular music today. We've got two, Carmen and Little Mix, coming up in the next hour to join us right here on the show. Stick around. It's going to be a great hour on Border Crossings.
Such a crime, not a single word. Sipping on that Patron just to calm my nerves. Uh-oh, up in bottles by the phone. Oh, yeah. Had me up, had me down, turned me inside out. That's enough.
Everything you said is like gold with the view. Business in the front, party in the back. Maybe I was wrong, was the outfit really whack? This kind of thing doesn't happen usually. I'm on the opposite side of it, truthfully. I know you want it, so come and get it. Cheerio.
See, I've been waiting all day for you to call me baby. So let's get up, let's get on it. Don't you leave me brokenhearted tonight. Oh.
This is Larry London. It's the voice of America and one of the hottest acts in music these days. They're on the road right now touring for a brand new album called Pulses. We welcome Carmen to the voice of America. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having us. Thanks.
First thing I have to say is you look stunning.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, you look great too.
Well, I mean, I was waiting.
But not quite stunning. I mean, you know, and you changed the color of the hair.
Yeah, I got tired of the brown.
Got tired of the brown.
To try the blonde out. I heard they had more fun, so.
Are you having more fun?
So far, yeah. I don't know if it has anything to do with the hair, though.
Now, did you guys get married yet or not? Somewhere on the internet, it said you were married. People assume
we're married, and the other half don't even know we're together.
Yeah. Right. Our moms call us every day and ask us the same question.
Has it happened yet?
We're somewhere in the middle. We're still engaged.
Right.
We've been engaged for over 3 years now.
Too long.
Way too long.
Now, was this a romance before you started working together, or did the romance start after you guys formed the group?
No, it was way before, yeah. And the relationship was going really well. So we're like, well, how can we screw this up? Let's work together. So that's what we did.
And I heard you do an interview on a radio station where you said it's amazing that you guys managed to make this work because you have such different tastes and backgrounds.
We do.
It's interesting. We have very different backgrounds and kind of we grew up on very different music. But
there's a lot of similarities too.
There are a lot of similarities.
Yeah. I think there has to be a balance. Opposites do attract, but you have to have some synergy.
We're also, our birthdays are 2 days apart.
Yeah.
Oh, so in April, I think.
In April. So we're both Tauruses. So we're
stubborn.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the new album, Pulses.
It's really great. We're so proud of it. We spent over a year recording it, and we had the live show in mind, so it's so great that we're at the Fillmore tonight getting to perform a lot of those songs for the fans.
Mm-hmm. And the new singles, I Want It All.
That's right.
Doing very well.
That one is out on iTunes.
Yeah, we're playing it.
Awesome. Thank
Buzz
you.
Buzz is great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, hey, we support you, Carmen, and you guys are popular all around the world where our audience, you know, is now listening and watching. And so how did you come up with the name Carmen? That's a question I was told to ask you. Our audience has written in some questions. So Carmen, because your name is Amy, your name is Nick, so Carmen is...
Right. No Carmen's here.
No Carmen's. Yeah. Next question.
We were looking for the coolest band name in the world, as every band does, and it was hard to find. There's a lot of bands out now, and it's hard to find a unique name. We wanted something short, which makes it even more difficult. You got to do, like, the jumping squirrel magician. You got to come up with a long name. So we were like, what's short? What's something that's a really beautiful name? It means something to us. Mm-hmm. So we looked up all the dictionaries, and Carmen means song in Latin. And we put the word karma in there, too, because we felt very strongly about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who does the songwriting? Is it a collaboration?
I obviously write all the songs.
Hey.
The ones that you like.
The ones I like.
He wrote those. I write all the other ones.
No. No.
It is actually completely collaborative. It switches. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she does most of the melodies and I do a lot of the lyrics. Sometimes I do a lot of the melodies and she does a lot of the lyrics. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of getting much more into production now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So kind of, you know, steering it sonically and like where we need to go.
And you'll see in the show, he plays like every instrument under the sun. I mean, he'll just rip out a trombone and be on keyboard, and there's a drum over here. It's like...
None of them well, though. I don't play any of them well. I do play a lot of them, but they're all terrible.
Now, what were you... I mean, obviously, Berklee College of Music, you're studying music, but a particular area of music?
Yeah. I was a jazz guy. I did play trombone through college. That's what got me into college and everything. So I was a heavy jazz guy, heavy music snob, the whole nine. A lot of that arranging.
Very snobby.
Yeah.
Any trombone in the show?
A lot of trombone.
A lot of trombone in the show.
Way too much, actually.
We found this company that makes plastic ones, and they're in every color of the rainbow. So we have like 8 different colors of trombones.
We do.
In the tour bus.
We only brought 4 on this tour, but still.
4 on this tour. But yeah, it's quite a crazy. At school, I studied songwriting.
Songwriting.
So I did a little bit more of that.
When you're writing a song, is it the melody or the words that come to you first?
Melody. Most of the time. Mm-hmm. There's almost only 2 that has been words first.
Yeah. It's really hard. I mean, some people do write that way, but having an amazing lyric first and then trying to marry it to an amazing melody can be really difficult. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were the perfect lover. All the harmony went falling out of key, so now you gotta find another. Now you're talking crazy, saying that you made me like I was your Cinderella. You and me are cool though, watch me hit it solo. I'ma do it a cappella. Yeah. Once upon a time, I met the perfect guy. He had that Colgate smile, he had that suit and tie. Mama always said, get a rich boyfriend. You don't gotta love him, girl, you can pretend. You bet I totes believed her, yeah, every word she said. Thought he was gluten-free, but all that I got was bread. Mama always said, nice guys finish last. Beat him at his own game, honey, take the cash. Ooh. And what a lucky girl you will be. But no, he didn't do jack for me. And if the magic ain't right, time to walk. Used to be a baby, used to be a lady. Thought you were the perfect lover. All the harmony went falling.
Bella. Out on a first date, he took me gourmet. We hit that Olive Garden, my little Italy. Daddy always said,
let the gentleman pay. Never ever go watch at the buffet.
I saw his bad intention, he didn't want to talk. He put the saucy on it, time to check my wallet. Daddy always said, money can't buy class.
You don't want to get stuck taking out trash.
Yeah, guess it wasn't meant to be, because he didn't do jack for me. I want a bean with a beanstalk, and if the magic ain't right, time to walk. Used to be a baby, used to be a lady, thought you were the perfect lover. Watch me do it in falsetto. Never mind, bring the beat back.
Most of your music sounds very upbeat, danceable, happy stuff. That's kind of how you, you know, like to be positioned. Is that the kind of music you want to come out with, is the upbeat stuff? You're broken hearted, but yet it sounds like you're having a party, and it's called Broken Hearted.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. We thought that was hilarious.
It's
we loved
funny
that
juxtaposition.
Yeah. A lot of the, because that was a time in our life where everything was happy. Everything was awesome. We had just come off of these covers on YouTube that got in this amazing reaction.
Thanks to the fans, we got a record contract signed.
Right.
Now we're with Epic Records, but we have learned a lot over the last couple of years that has been like a pulse. I mean, it's up and down. Not everything is happy all the time. So the album has a little bit of darkness in it now. Mm-hmm. And I hope people like it. I think it's a different side for us, but it's still really good.
And so you called the album Pulses, obviously. In terms of the music on the album, is it going to be all up-tempo dance music? Is there some ballads? Because we wouldn't... I mean, Amy is a great rapper. You're one of the best rappers I've
Thank
heard.
You.
Really fantastic. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, I mean, you can't ballad and rap, can you? I mean, is that...
We've done it before.
You can ballad rap.
Ballad rap.
We did a ballad on the last EP that Nick was singing, and then I would come in and rap over the, just kind of quietly over the chorus, which was cool.
Right.
But this album does have more of the singing and the slower ballads, and it's quite a contrast from the old stuff.
Yeah.
It must be hard to pick the 12 or 13 songs you're going to put out on your very first album. And I'm sure that was part of the struggle.
We were literally just having that conversation.
We were just on the phone actually trying to figure that out.
Oh, yeah, it's really tough because you spend a whole year, 18 months recording this material, and then you're like, okay, now
which
cut
ones
half
get
of
cut?
It.
Yeah. They're all like our children. We're like, but which one's our favorite?
Which ones do we sell for medical experiments? We don't know.
Now, how many did you write before you came to the final cut?
God, we did a lot.
Oh, for this album, I think it was around 20 or 30. So not insane. The first go around, I think we did 50. Mm-hmm. And we had to narrow that down to 7. So that was crazy.
And you've done a lot of cover songs too over the years. Mm-hmm. You know, Drake's music and a lot of different songs.
Those are a lot lower pressure. Uh-huh. Those we can just have fun and just put it out. And mm-hmm. It's different when it's your own song.
Mm. Now going back to the rapping, how did you learn to rap?
The rapping, so I'm from Nebraska, small town called Seward, and very religious town, and my grandfather was a pastor, so I wasn't raised on rap music by any means, but I did love it, had the secret desire to be a part of that world, and I never imagined that I would be accepted or considered a rapper, but I did study in Boston, and I had a lot of friends who were rappers, so I sort of picked up on it, and, you know, rapped along with Dr. Dre and Jay-Z in the shower, and everything sounds good in the shower, you know? And then along came Look At Me Now, and we were like, it's pretty technically impressive if we can pull it off. Mm-hmm. And I think we pulled it off, you know.
It worked out.
It definitely catapulted us to where we are.
Mm. What's been the highlight so far? You've done so much in such a short amount of time.
It's
There's
a couple of things. There's one in particular for me. I'm a massive Beatles fan. And we did, last New Year's, we were playing a show on New Year's. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the show, just kind of giving kids high fives at the front of the stage. And one of them was Paul McCartney. And I just kind of stopped for a second, and he just grabbed me. He's like, yeah, man, you. I have a terrible British accent. But I just kind of stopped, and I was like, oh, you know, like, hey, Paul! And then he was like, she's like, yeah, awesome. And I was just kind of like, oh, my God. So I just kind of went backstage and was sitting by myself for a while. And he came backstage and was talking to me for a minute. And
wow,
it
surreal.
It was very surreal. No, he was a fan. So it was was crazy.
And you've performed in Times Square on New Year's Eve on television.
We did some amazing stuff like that. We did Saturday Night Live, which was one of my big things. And I think my favorite moment is still when I met my idol, which is Kanye West.
Mm.
Sat down with him for like an hour or so, and it was just, I still think about that. It was just amazing.
And Brandy, your favorite singer.
Brandy, my favorite singer, yeah. A couple I nerded out big time.
So for the album Pulses, the favorite songs on the album, I mean, your personal favorites and why?
Yeah, it changes all the time. There's one called Puppet that we're playing actually tonight too that it goes, it's pretty aggressive.
Oh, good.
It's about manipulating someone, so it's a little intense.
Female domination, pretty much. And I love that. That one's a lot of fun to listen to and to play. There's another one called Tidal Wave I'm really excited
about. Tidal Wave is my favorite right now. It's more of a Nick and Amy duet. It feels very duo. It's very Carmen. It's simple, and there's some really heavy lyrics in that one.
When dreams can't wait, a flood of fate is breaking over all that we know. I know a place to go escape, but lately I get lost on the road. And I don't really know just how to say it. We speak all day and never talk.
Drop my phone all alone. I'm with nothing left to cling to. Funny how the stars always seem to shine, shine the brightest bright before they fall. Funny how your touch used to burn me up, now I'm not feeling anything at all. Never noticed how hot it is under these lights. This neon love is burning too bright. Baby, sometimes it's hard enough just getting by. This neon love is making us blind. Funny how the lows overshine the highs. If we fade, at least we know we tried. Should without you.
Surprises? I mean, when people hear the music, is it going to sound what people are accustomed to hearing from Carmen? Or are you going to try and change it up?
It's hard for us to say because we've been living with so many songs for
years. We're used to them now, so we're like, absolutely, this is the sound. But then, the reaction of the live show, we're playing about half of the album in the show, and people are loving it. So
yeah,
I don't think they're shocked. There is one little trick that we do with a microphone that changes my voice a little bit, and I think people are shocked by that. But that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, your training, you said, was in what type of music? You said jazz for you, but what?
Jazz. Mine was, I took a couple of voice lessons, but it wasn't anything major.
But you have a beautiful voice. I mean,
Thank you. It's not, I'm not, you know, formally trained like that, but my sister is. She's an amazing opera singer.
Mm. And so for the future, I mean, you're touring, you're here in the States doing a number of shows, headline tour, and then are you off to Europe? Are you traveling the world? Is this a world tour? Are you planning a world tour?
We would love to do a world tour.
So.
We're really kind of putting the pressure on our our booking agent and management to make sure that we do go everywhere. I know we haven't actually toured anywhere else with like the full band and everything, and that's mm-hmm. such an important thing for us. So we want to go to the UK and Europe and mm-hmm. Australia,
South America,
Asia.
We did just get to go to Indonesia, and that was awesome.
And that was amazing.
We did one show all the way over there.
Yep.
And it was just one of the greatest experiences.
So tell me more about that, because we're on in Indonesia. We're on in all these places. Australia. I mean, I know you're huge in Australia. You get email all the
great.
Time from
They're
people.
So good to us. Everybody's good to us. I know Brazil is huge for us too. We need to get there. But Indonesia was beautiful. We got to spend 2 days in Bali. Mm-hmm. And really enjoy the beauty of that area of the world.
It's obnoxiously nice. It's just obnoxious.
Have you done Japan? You performed there?
We did a couple days in Tokyo.
Yeah, there was no real performance. We did a TV performance and a bunch mm-hmm. of press, yeah. but this was a solid year and a half ago too. So yeah. nothing recent. But no, man, we want to go to. I mean, I think we're doing really well in Singapore and Indonesia and Philippines. So in Australia and there, I think South Africa. So we need to go. We need to get those frequent flyer miles up, dude.
The only way we can communicate is on Twitter with those fans, you know. So follow us on Twitter at Carmen Music. That's how we keep in touch for now. But
yeah. And I'm sure this is an exciting time with the album finally coming out.
It is, actually. It's really stressful too. You guys trying to, you know, figure out all the you think it's so easy, just record some music and put it out, but there's a lot of other things in the way. But it is very exciting.
Here's another one of those strange questions that a listener wrote in and said, when you talk to Carmen, ask the strangest place you've written a song.
Strangest place. We didn't have any furniture. We'd just gotten our first apartment, and we were playing drums on the floor, I remember, and recording into an iPhone a melody idea that we had for a song called I'm Just Saying, which is off the first EP. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
And I remember I was like, well, we can't play drums. The neighbors are yelling. So we were just hitting on the carpet, and it sounded cool. We actually wish that it could have ended up sounding like that.
And the song was on the EP and everything, yeah. So it's kind of funny. For me, probably, in the bathroom. That's when you write the best stuff.
You do, yeah. You get great ideas in the bathroom.
And then not in the hallway in one of these theaters, you know. Some artists have said, yeah, I'm walking down the steps and there it is.
And then there it is. Yeah, there maybe is. There's the ceiling.
You've woken up in the middle of the night and been like, oh.
Yeah, I have. I have. That, yeah, you just kind of wake up and you have a whole song in your head and you try to get it out before you forget it. You know?
I wish that happened to me.
What's your favorite part of this business? Is it the performing, the recording, the songwriting? What do you like most?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. It's different things for different reasons. It's probably mostly performing for me.
Yeah.
I think that's the most stress release. That's the most...
exhilarating.
The least amount of BS. You know what I mean? You can just go out there and scream into a microphone for an hour and a half.
I like changing it up. I'm one of those people that I have to move the furniture around every 6 months, you know.
Change the hair.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, it's awful. But I just love...
Drives me nuts.
We'll be traveling somewhere, and he's like, you need to do this or that. And I'm like, I'm drawing fashion design ideas. I have to keep my mind, you know, busy and not get too... I get really zoned in. He's got to keep me zoomed out.
Mm. So is that something that you want to aspire to do as well, in addition to the music, is fashion designing?
It sounds
like you're doing it already.
I feel very much like... an amateur. I have no idea what I'm doing. I just love it.
She has hair tutorials that get millions of views on YouTube for different things, and before they even know that, you know, that's Amy from Carmen. So, oh, absolutely. That's a whole thing.
That's always exciting.
Wow.
But yeah, we'll see what happens.
And what will your label be called?
Well, right now it's a blog called Carmenology.
Carmenology.
It's not launched yet, but we're working on it.
And when you release your own line, do you have a name for the
not
line?
Not yet. No. We need some ideas. Somebody give us ideas.
All right, to send them in. Start writing now.
Send
right now. It's Carmen.
We'll steal your ideas.
Thanks for coming.
Yo. Daddy, get you home. Take you all alone. Yeah.
The way that you're moving, you know what you're doing. I want you to prove that. Tonight, got the feeling that makes me high. Only thing is, baby.
you, it won't be the same. Can't take it.
This tour is going to go till when? When does this tour end? I know artists never stop touring. The tour that never ends, you just keep going and going. But it'll eventually.
So this is a quick
mini
little
tour.
Cute one. Yeah, this is just pretty much the coast and a couple stops in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. And this is about a month. But then I think we're going to do the South in April.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because 2014 is now here. The future plan, hopefully a world tour, because the audience around the world desperate to see you guys in person.
I hope so. Yeah, whether that's us by ourselves or maybe tagging along with another artist, mm-hmm. we just want to see everybody.
Yeah, well, it's great. It's wonderful to meet you. Nick and Amy, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And I want to give you a chance to say hi to our worldwide audience and around the world who love you. If you got a message of love you want to send from Carmen,
thank you.
Dope.
Hi guys, it's Amy.
Hi guys, I'm Nick.
And we're Carmen, as you may know. We love you so much. Thank you for supporting us all this time. Keep in touch with us directly on Twitter at Carmen Music. We're always talking to fans and friends and everybody on there. And hopefully we'll be coming to a city near you soon.
Very soon, with our full band and our full album. And we can't wait to meet and play for you guys. We love you, and hopefully we'll see you sooner than later.
Thank you, guys. Carmen, on the Voice of America, it's Border Crossings. Stick around. There's more music coming your way.
Hey, baby, tell me your name. I got a fever for you. I just can't explain. But there's just one problem. I'm a bit old school. When it comes to loving, I ain't chasing you. So hot, I think that I might fall. Feeling like it's my birthday, like Christmas Day came early. Just what I want, so when we move, you move. Get your back off the wall, don't you get comfortable. Looking so hot, I think that I might fall. Feeling like it's my birthday, like Christmas Day came early. Just what I want, so when we move, you move.
Oh, silly, why you afraid? Don't be a big baby. but you gotta stay cool in the corner when the truth is that you wanna move. So move. I know that you wanna, but you can't, cause you gotta stay cool in the corner when the truth is that you wanna move. So move.
Move it, baby, oh. You know that I've been waiting for you. Don't leave me standing all by myself, cause I ain't looking at no one else. Looking at no one else. Looking at no one else.
Hey, hey, I'm ready. Hey, what's coming, baby? Don't be scared, show me what you do. Don't you know I'm gonna like a boy, come on. Hey, hey, I'm ready. Hey, what's coming, baby? Don't be scared, show me what you do. Don't you know I'm gonna like a boy, come on.
This is Larry London on The Voice of America with a group of girls. Absolutely gorgeous. One of the hottest acts in music. I listened to the latest single, Move. You guys sound great. Little Mix is with us here in D.C. Welcome. Welcome, girls.
Hey. Thank you.
Wow. What a great ride it's been. 2011, the first album, and now the second album, and all the tremendous success. So congratulations. This must be exciting times for you.
It's very exciting.
Now, how about the tour with Demi? I mean, it's just recently started. You guys having a lot of fun? Have you had a chance to talk to her? I read some article that said we haven't even seen her yet. Have you?
We've seen her. We saw her on the first day, actually, the first show, and we said hello to her. But obviously, every time we go on stage, she's getting ready. And so, yeah, it's just like a bit of a clash of timing, so we haven't really got to hang out with her, so it's a bit of a shame really, but we have spoken to her, we have definitely seen her.
A lot of people are writing and asking, you know, what you guys think the difference between Salute and DNA was, the first album. I mean, how would you describe the difference? The first album was great, you know, Wings, and now you got, you know, Move, and you guys are doing great.
I just feel like with Salute, we've kind of come into our own now. Like, we know what our sound is. It's a bit more R&B than the last album. We've really focused on our harmonies and our vocals. I just think it's more mature, really. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, just more of a mature sound. And I think the way we've wrote as well, like, our writing's come on more and stuff. So, yeah.
And Simon Cowell is producing the music for you still or not? I mean, I know you're with Psycho and Columbia, but how's that working?
Don't really see Simon much, but like, he's always got his input, so like, everything goes through him. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's kind of like Charlie from Charlie's Angels. Like, he's sort of heard but not seen.
And how many, you've been to America perform before, right? I mean, this isn't your first time in the States.
No, we've been to America a few times now, but every time we come here, we just get welcomed so much by our fans. Like, they're so incredible over here, so we feel very excited and lucky every time we get to come here, so it's really good.
I love the new album. Your sound, I would describe it, you sound very much like a Destiny's Child. You have that R&B sound. I don't know if that's what you're shooting for, but that's what you sound like. You have a great sound.
Thank you.
Is that one of your favorite groups?
Yeah, definitely. They were like incredible. Like, they could dance, they could harmonize, sing, just incredible. So thank you very much for that.
Oh no, honestly, and I know there's probably a lot of pressure back home given the fact, you know, of course the Spice Girls did so well as an all-girl group, and now you guys are doing so well, and the new album was in the top five, and the first album was at top five or number one or whatever, so you guys are doing fantastic.
Thank you.
Now, what's your highlight so far on the tour?
I just think, you know, it's every single night when we go out there, especially like the first show, we weren't sure what to expect because obviously they're not all our fans. We didn't know if they'd know our music, you know, or be able to sing along, whatever. But literally every single show we've come out on, they know every song. They know the dance moves.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane the reaction we've been getting. It's like, it's just the best feeling ever, really, isn't it?
And on the new album, you work with Missy Elliott?
No, that was the first album.
First album.
Yeah, we did a How You Doing with her. She featured on that, which was really cool.
And who'd you work with on the new album, Salute?
We haven't had any features.
No.
But, well, who knows? We might have a feature coming up. You never know.
No, yeah, because
we'll see.
Decided after we'd finished the whole album, so we, yeah, added her on it.
No. As the first female group to win X Factor, I mean, that's also added pressure. That's, you know, huge for you guys. So what are the next plans for you? I mean, you guys are all beautiful. You're all talented. Are you going to do a TV show, a movie? What's in the works for Little Mix?
All them things. Yeah. So just, we've got, we'll keep working hard and hopefully they'll come to us. But we've got our own tour when we go back to the UK. It's our first arena tour, which is going to be amazing. And then we are writing the third album, which is even scarier.
Wow, already thinking of the third album. So what's that going to be like?
Oh, well, I think we found our lane now with Salute. We found the kind of music that we want to do and what basically is Little Mix, so we'll just not change it too much, because I think we found
more hits,
it.
Really, hopefully.
Yeah, exactly.
She lives in the shadow of a lonely girl. Quiet, so quiet, you don't hear a word. Always talking, but she can't be heard. You can see it there if you catch her eye. I know she's brave, but it's trapped inside. Scared to talk, but she don't know why. I wish I knew back then what I know now. Wish I could somehow go back in time and maybe listen to my own advice. I tell her to speak up, tell her to shout out, talk a bit louder, be a bit prouder. Tell her she's beautiful, wonderful, everything she doesn't see. You gotta speak up, you gotta shout out. Can't write a book from a single page. Hands on the clock, only turn one way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Run too fast and risk it all. Can't be afraid to take a fall. Sound so big, but you look so small. Wish I knew back then what I know now. Wish I could somehow go back in time and maybe listen to my own. I tell her to speak up, tell her to shout out, talk a bit louder, be a bit prouder. Tell her she's beautiful, wonderful, everything she doesn't see. You gotta speak up, you gotta shout out, and know that right here, right now, you can be beautiful, wonderful, anything you wanna be.
you guys look up to? Because you're all kind of young, early 20s and stuff, and so you guys are in the music business. Who inspires you?
I think collectively as a group, we absolutely adore Beyoncé, like, because she just ticks every box, doesn't she? Like, she sings, she dances, she performs so well. She's a massive inspiration. But we all have, like, individual ones. Mm-hmm. Like, I love Diana Ross. She's my idol. Yeah. Perry loves Steve.
I love Steve Perry from Journey. Mm-hmm. He's, like, my all-time, like, amazing idol. I just love him.
No, it's amazing. You know, you guys met on a TV show. You didn't really know each other coming into the TV show. Do you think that added to the blend of the group, or has it presented other challenges? Because you didn't know each other. Groups that, you know, grow up together versus, you know, you're thrown into a group together.
Well, I don't think there's been challenges. I think, if anything, it's been easier and nicer to be put in a group together. I think there'd be more challenges if we were on our own, because obviously, like, being away from our families and having to travel and be so far away from home is really hard. But because we're in a group, we've got each other, which is really nice. But as for, like, obviously, for having to learn harmonies and things like that, because we'd never done anything like that before, was quite tricky, but... No, we are very lucky to be in a group.
And we get on so as well. Like, it's weird how they put four girls together that just click, like, have the same sense of humour, and we don't really argue. Like, it's just really nice, isn't it? Like, imagine if one of us had a huge ego. Like, imagine that. Like, we're lucky.
And it must be added pressure also with the success of One Direction, who took a similar road to you guys, you know, in Europe and X Factor and put together by Simon. And look at them. And so look at you guys.
Yeah, we'd love to have, you know, the same amount of success as the boys. But, yeah, I think, you know, we are very different. But, yeah, I shouldn't get here and there.
It's hard for girl groups. Like, I'm not saying that One Direction aren't talented, because they are obviously very, very talented individually. But I think... girls just automatically, when they see four, five nice-looking boys, already they're straight, like, to liking them, because they're beautiful-looking boys. With girls, it's harder, isn't it? To
we gotta work harder.
Yeah, we have to work. Like, it's a lot. It's way harder for girls, I think. And yeah, it's like we're still trying to get boys on board.
Well, I can tell you, you guys shouldn't have any trouble. They're absolutely gorgeous. These girls are so beautiful, and the new album is Salute. And would you like to say something to the international audience? We're on in 60 countries around the world, and I'm sure they love your music and would love to hear a message from you guys.
Oh, wow, it's a lot of countries.
Hi, mixers. We just want to say we love you so much. Thank you so much for all your support. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys. You're so dedicated and amazing, and we love you.
WORD, we're coming up. Keep it coming up. So do your dance quick, mama. Come on, baby, tell me what's the word.
Now!
Y'all pretty ladies around the world got a weird thing to show you, so tell all the boys and girls, tell your brother, your sister, and your mom too, cause they're about to throw down, and you know just what to do. Wave your hands in the air like you don't care. Fly by the people as they start to look and say, do your dance, wake them up. Oh, come on, baby, tell me what's the word. You fly, there's got to be a reason, and we know the reason why. You try to put on those airs and act still cool, but you got to realize that you're acting like fools. There's music, we can use it, we need to dance. We don't have the time for psychological romance. No romance for me.
We're coming up.
yourself or low.
Keep it coming up. So do your dance. Quick, mama, come on, baby, tell me what's the word.
Thank you, guys, and congratulations on the success. We look forward to lots of future success from Little Mix. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
My name is Larry London. Thanks to the whole crew.
Ამოხადე ნება არჩევნებზე. CESCO. ჩვენ მიძლით ადამიანების ნებას.
თქვენ უსმენთ რეკლამას Auschwitz-ზე.